Good afternoon. I would like to call the meeting of the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is now 1:06 p.m., January 31st, in the State Capitol Gruenberg Room 120. Present, we have Representative Parrish, Representative Sadler, Representative Rauscher, and Representative Reinbold. And I expect to see Representative Ledoux here in just a little bit. She's a little bit detained. She'll be here shortly. So let the record reflect, we do have a quorum to do business. A couple of housekeeping things. Please make sure your cell phones are turned off during the committee because it does interfere with our audio, even when it's on vibrate. I also want to thank Caitlin Ellis with House Records and Kyle Schrim, who is moderating the meeting, and my committee aide, Kendra Closter. Today we have one bill in the calendar that's going to be House Bill 2. It's the Voluntary Employment Preference for Veterans. This is its second hearing, and during the second hearing I would like to take amendments, and it's the intent of the chair to try to move it out today. Just a refresher, the House Bill 2 would extend a veteran employer preference opportunity to private employers, one that we already have for public employees, public employers. Now we're taking advantage of the exemption allowed underneath the Civil Rights Act to be able to do it for private employers as well. Currently, this is not a mandate. This is a may instead of a shall. And it's an option if employers decide and choose to do that. So in the previous hearing, we discussed possible changes with recommendations from the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. We had some good conversations and comments on that. And so with that, I would like to open it up to amendments. Representative Rauscher.
Yeah. How do you introduce them?
You may introduce as amendment number one, and if you don't mind reading across the upper right-hand corner the version of the amendment.
Okay. I'd like to introduce amendment number one. That would be 30-LS0071/A.3. I'll
object for the purposes of discussion. Go for it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Through the chair. Chair, I would like to offer an amendment to HB 2. You should have the amendment before everybody that's here at the table. This amendment came about after a discussion in committee last time of having general discharge added to the language of the bill. After listening to Mr. Verdi Bowen, he suggested using discharge under honorable conditions to be included in the bill. Discharge under honorable conditions covers general discharge. In short, this is what the amendment would accomplish, and I appreciate your time.
Any further discussion on amendment number one?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Actually, to the chair, as the sponsor of the bill or originator of the bill, just curious to see if that comports with your goal in extending this veterans preference to those who received honorable or general discharges.
Yes, it does, and that was our we just want to make sure it wasn't for dishonorable discharges, and through the discussion last week, the language did need to be cleaned up to reflect that, and so this does both hit honorable and general discharges.
And follow up?
Yes, follow up.
I understand there are other places in the employer veterans preference for public employees, the condition is other than dishonorable. Are you comfortable with the slight daylight between those two?
Yes, I am, and we did have that explained, and we had Verdi who helped draft the language on this, and if you would like, we do have Verdi on the line if you would like to ask him the same question.
If you can get that on record, yes.
Okay. Verdi, are you available? Can you hear us?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This is Verdi Bowen, the Director of Veterans Affairs, to Representative Sadler. Yes, this here would actually cover all of the benefits that the VA offers through general and honorable discharge.
And through the chair, Mr. Bowen? Just curious, Verdi, are you okay with the slightly different definitions of discharge conditions for this veterans preference for private employers compared to the wording of the veterans preference for public employees, which is listed in 36-3321 F3B? which is separated under condition that was not dishonorable. Are you okay with that slight difference between these two conditions, these two situations?
Through the chair to Representative Sadler, yes, this represents that verbiage as well.
So you're okay with the distinction?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Sadler. Any other further discussions? All right, hearing and seeing none, amendment number one does pass. Brief at ease. Before it passes, I do remove my objection. Are there any further objections to amendment number one? Okay, hearing and seeing, no further objections. Amendment number one has been adopted. Any further amendments?
Mr. Speaker?
Yes, Representative Parrish.
I have amendment number four, that is 30LS0071/8.4, and I move it to House Bill 2.
Okay, real quick for the record, that'll be amendment number 2, version 8.4. And I also want to recognize that Representative Ledoux has joined us and been with us for a little bit.
Thank you.
Representative Parrish.
Thank you. This amendment is based on our previous discussion of the bill and is being done at the suggestion of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. It would accomplish two things. First, it would extend the private employer preference option to include active duty National Guard. Second, it would remove the 8-year service requirement for National Guard for the public employer preference, which is already in statute, enabling more currently serving members to qualify. These changes will ensure that we have in our hiring pools an important group of individuals whom the government has already trained and conditioned to be focused, flexible, and results-oriented.
Are there any objections to amendment number two? Representative Sadler.
Not an objection, sir, but I guess I would like to just get Verdi Bone in the record indicating if he thinks that's a good policy.
Okay. As so I'll object for the purposes of discussion. Mr. Bowen, are you available again?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This is Verdi Bone, the Director of Veterans Affairs. This is a great person to change in this bill to bring equity to our National Guard members.
Follow up, Representative.
Thank you. A question through the chair, Mr. Bowen. About what percentage of Alaska National Guardsmen, Army, and Air Force are in their first 8 years of service, and therefore to how many people would this amendment extend the private veterans preference policy?
Through the chair, to Representative Sadler, I believe that 30% of the force is in their first enlistment.
Okay, and follow up,
Representative Sadler.
By first enlistment, my understanding is that's going to be no more than 5 years, so does that actually cover the first 8 years, or is first enlistment, help me understand the overlap between first enlistment and 8-year service.
Through the chair, the first enlistment of a National Guardsman is 6 years. That is why the 8 years is sort of something that I'm not sure where that number come from, because the original enlistment of a National Guard member is 6 years, not 8.
Representative Parrish.
Thank you. Is it correct that in the current statute, someone who previously served in the National Guard in another state and for any number of years and then transferred to Alaska and served, we'll say 6 years, would not qualify under the current law?
And I think that question's for you, Representative Mr. Bowen?
Yes, through the chair.
Through the chair, to Representative, I do not believe that it does not stipulate what state that the veteran serves or the National Guard member serves in upon the preference. But the 8 years, I don't have that bill in front of me that says, or that section of the bill that says it's 8 years. But the 8 years would be for all guardsmen that are serving.
Follow up?
Yeah, follow up, Representative Parrish.
thank you. That I think it is in the the best interests of the state, and certainly in our moral obligation to extend this consideration to the service people. I'm looking at the bill I have here in AS Section 3 AS 3925-159F3. The language that we're deleting does seem to stipulate the Alaska National Guard and service in the Alaska National Guard. Of course, if we're successful in getting through this both houses, that language will be amended to the general welfare. Am I mistaken in that, Mr. Bowen? Through the chair,
to Representative, you are not mistaken. As a matter of fact, with the way that is stated, the way you said that, it would be discriminatory, because if you are a non-Alaska National Guardsman and you come to the state of Alaska, you would not have that 8-year requirement. You would be able to complete your first enlistment of 6 years and still receive your preferential hiring points.
Thank you. And then if I may, real quick, Representative Sandler, if I may, Section 39.25.159 of Alaska Statutes, going down to A1, following statutes, all the way down to the last page of that, they do have a definition of the member of the National Guard means a person who is presently serving as a member of the Alaska National Guard and who has at least 8 years of service in the Alaska National Guard. So thank you, that's Mr. how it currently Chair. Reads. Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was going to ask if the deletion, okay, on page 3 of the amendment, the section 3 to which Representative Parrish just referred, it appears that the 8-year requirement for service is eliminated. I was going to ask if there's any other place in statute where that 8-year service requirement is listed. And if you could read again the definition of the statute.
Yeah, so member of National Guard, in quotations, means a person who is presently serving as a member of the Alaska National Guard and who has at least 8 years of service in the Alaska National Guard. This amendment proposes just to remove that and just say release from service in the National Guard under honorable conditions.
Hmm. Can I take a look at the statute?
Yes, sure, ma'am.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Bottom of the left page.
And that is F3. So, okay, that would seem to accomplish the goal. So I think that's an artful way of sidestepping the question about whether service in the Guard of other states and the service in the National Guard of Alaska being treated differently. I think the language here is a good compromise and does take care of the situations which we raised questions about at our last meeting, so I would support this.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Sadler. Any other further discussion? Okay, I will remove my objections. Are there any further objections to Amendment Number 2? Hearing and seeing none, Amendment Number 2 is adopted. Are there any further amendments? Okay. No further amendments. Any further discussions on House Bill 2? Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Representative Tuck. Mr. Chairman, I think that this is a good effort to make sure that to keep private employers who want to do the right thing by our veterans can have the opportunity to do so without the specter of an equal rights challenge to it coming about. I do respect those who protect the equal rights of people, and that's an important process, but I think veterans do deserve extra consideration. They raise their right hand, enlist, go off to dangerous places and do things on our behalf, and we should at least be able to offer them a little extra consideration when it comes to coming back into service, back into the private sector. And I think it's good that the state offers this preference, and I think it's appropriate that private employers should be allowed to offer this. And so this is a nice little policing up of things, so I'm glad to support it.
Thank you very much, Representative Sadler. I got to get Representative down. And also, in addition, I think it was for help in recruitment for the National Guard and for our service people, because that's one of the hesitations people may have, is how they're going to be able to balance their private employment with their National Guard service, and I think it's a good recruiting tool as well. Any further discussions or comments? And so with that, what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to move House Bill 2, version 30-LS0071/A, as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Hearing no objections, the House Bill 2, version A, as amended with a zero fiscal note, passes from the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. And just brief at ease. House Military Veterans Affairs Committee will be coming back to order. I just want to thank everyone for being prompt, for being attentive, and helping speed through the process. The dialogue and the input was very valuable, so I really appreciate it. Let's see. Our next hearing will be on Thursday, February 2nd, to hear House Bill 3, the National Guard Leave Reemployment Rights. And at this time, we stand at adjournment at 1:25 p.m. We are adjourned.